For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Dr. Pepper has really taken over a lot of our week, and
yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No, absolutely not. A lady on the internet has created a jingle for Dr. Pepper, all from a little TikTok video.
Let's have a listen.
I have a theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice.
Doo-doo-doo. We love it.
Absolutely love it. We've been singing it all week, and Dr. Pepper loved it as well. So much so, they picked it up and made it a jingle.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby,
it's,
is good and nice.
I can't stop singing it, saying it.
Yeah.
It's super catchy.
She did so well.
You challenged us to try and come up with a jingle of our own.
Yeah.
Coming up with a tune that doesn't exist is hard for two people that aren't musically inclined.
No.
But I feel like we did okay yesterday.
Well, look, we came up with a base. Look, we also chose soft drinks that are close to our hearts.
100%.
Sugar-free, obviously my favourite. I went with a sugar-free V.
So this is what your jingle was yesterday.
V-N-G, oh. Yeah, it's good for me. Zero sugar, baby. It's
like
so
it.
Hard to listen to.
And I got Pepsi Max, and this is what I landed on.
Pepsi, Pepsi, put it in me. Makes my tummy feel so neat with the Pepsi.
All right,
Max.
Sorry, I cut myself off there.
So we've sent this off to our mate
yep.
on the Pots and Pans.
Pots and Pans dance. We wanted to get the Dr. Pepper works. So obviously it started as just like a viral TikTok thing, and they've incorporated her voice, produced it up, sounds excellent. We both sent this off to Dan on the Pots and Pans.
Mm-hmm.
Who's do you want to go first so it's over and done with you? I feel like that's your energy.
I'm not loving mine.
Okay.
For a drink that feels so passionate and close to my heart,
okay.
This wouldn't be my choice of jingle. But hey, I gave it a go.
Let's have a listen.
The energy. Yeah, it's good for me. Zero sugar, baby. The energy.
This is sick.
Yeah, it's good for me. Zero sugar, baby.
The energy. Zero sugar. You're looking after yourself.
Oh, when did we get to add a tagline in? I missed that memo.
I needed all the help I could get. You heard mine.
I love that. I don't know why you don't like it.
Well, it's a bit R&B, a bit sexy. I did ask him to sort of look into Sabrina Carpenter, if I'm honest. So I do feel like there was a vibe there.
There was a lot of that. But you got to remember, like, if that was with the ad and the sugar-free V and all those, I think that fits it perfectly.
Okay, thank you.
I've only had one quick listen to this. It's kind of... I just said, have at it. So this is what we've come
Here
up
we
with.
Go.
This will be Pepsi Max's next jingle.
Pepsi, Pepsi.
Pepsi,
Pepsi. Pepsi,
Pepsi.
Pepsi,
Max.
Pepsi, Pepsi. Put it in me. Makes my tummy feel so neat.
Pepsi, Pepsi.
With the Pepsi Max.
I like it.
That's fun.
It's actually sick.
And Pepsi's quirky, so they do that.
Yeah, if Pepsi Max, I mean, if anyone knows anyone in the marketing team at Pepsi Max, please
Mr.
get him in contact
and
with
Mrs.
K-Rock.
Mr. Pepsi, we would love to
Mr.
chat
Mrs.
to you.
Mr. and Mrs. Max.
Sorry, that's a good point. I am a massive fan of both of those, and I think we have done this justice. I don't think we're going to become millionaires with these brands.
Well, we've got to run up the flagpole.
Tim and Davo.
So yesterday afternoon, right before the end of the show, you brought to the table a story about a bloke who had a fine from COVID.
It was like one of those you were outside your area fines of like $150 from 2020, yeah.
Yeah, and it blown out to a ridiculous amount, and it was an absolute nightmare for him.
$10,000. The cops came to his work. It was bad.
But I personally was quite grateful for you bringing this story to the table because I had forgotten that yesterday I had a fine due.
Well, I didn't because you've pinned it to our shared board here and it's got a giant blue love heart over the dollar amount that you owe Fines Victoria. And you kept going, I'll get it. I'll pay it. And then I think last night at 5:40, I believe, you realise,
it was due today.
Yeah, it was due today.
But look, lucky Fines Victoria does have an online portal system you can get on. And this is not a plug for Fines Victoria. But let me tell you.
You get a deal with Fines Victoria. What an ambassadorship.
Cash for comment, great people. And you know what? They are great people. When you go on Google, you have a look. It's got 1.3 stars on there, which is outrageous because my...
I love that someone goes, yep, you know, I got caught speeding, but great website, very easy to use. Five stars.
No, 1.3 stars. People are upset with Fines Victoria. But like I said, not me, because I popped on there last night. And my goodness, what a simple process it was to basically put your own payment arrangement in there, because obviously I'm not paying it in full.
What do you mean?
I'm not made of money.
What do you mean you didn't pay it in full?
No, no, you can do it in installments.
Oh, can you?
Of course you can.
Oh, right. That's pretty neat.
Of course you can. There is not one person in the world that gets a fine and pays it in full, surely.
Oh, I just leave it to the last minute, send an email, try and get out of it, and they go, no. And I go, all right. And then I pay it as close to payday as possible.
Yeah.
That's how it's worked in the past with like parking fines and those kind of things.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the speeding fine, a couple of $100. Oh, it was an accident, though, I will say. Like, I know you can't, don't do what I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't speed.
Well, you just misinterpreted the
I genuinely speed. Did. It was a mistake, and here we are. Anyway, I got online. I was pretty stoked, wasn't I?
Well, because I saw you, like, manically laughing, essentially. And you were like, I'm only going to pay a little bit.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll pay as little as I want over the next few months.
Teeniest tiny little installments. I thought, you know what? These guys, Fines Victoria, they're looking after me. They'll let me pay, what, $20 a month for the next 16 months.
That sounds wild that you can do that.
Well, it was wild because you saw me ride a roller coaster. I thought, yes, I've done it. $20 a month for the rest of my life.
How good.
And then I realized it needs approval.
Oh, it's pending.
Mm.
So you've just asked, hey, am I able can to I? Only, can I only pay? Did it make you put down a reason? Like just cause?
It said there was an optional reason. I didn't give them one. I'm bad at life. I'm bad at admin. I am sorry.
If like... you knew me, this would make sense. I mean, have you heard back from them?
No.
Because does that mean, because if you sent the request off yesterday, the day it was due, that means it's technically not been paid for
no.
the day that it's due. Does that mean it's going to
if it jumps
out?
Up, I swear, I'll be so upset.
You'll have to pay $20 for an even longer
financially
amount.
Financially devastated.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Having a crush can be intoxicating at times, I would say.
Yeah.
But also can be quite devastating when there's someone a little bit out of reach, don't you reckon?
Oh, I mean, yeah, like teenage years, absolutely, because that was more the theme. When I like met my now wife, and then like that crush, that first, like those feelings, and like those first few months were crazy. And like I'm lucky that I still have those feelings now, but like
yeah. Oh, I have those feelings for your wife as well. She's beautiful.
Get it? It's my wife.
I'm going to steal her.
I'm wearing a wedding ring. So is she sometimes. So stay away. Stay away.
But yeah, having a crush can be very intoxicating. And like I said, it does often feel like they're out of reach. When it's someone that you, you know, it could be just someone that's, yeah, usually a crush, I would say, feels like they're out of reach. I don't know. Has for me in the past. Probably still is.
Is there, like, if I asked you, like, about a school crush, like your big one school crush, does a name come to mind? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I have,
his name's Sean.
Sean, yeah. Carla for me.
Yeah.
And it never happened. Nothing. And it was just a circumstantial.
Now,
just thought she was the best.
Funny you bring up Sean, because I did have a big crush on Sean in high school, and I'm sure he knew. I wasn't very subtle about
it.
And years later, when we were about 19 or something, he hit me up. But I didn't think that I didn't notice. Like, I didn't realize.
Oh, you weren't playing the game anymore.
And I have this absolute regret in my life that I never, you know, I could have had what I always wanted.
Oh, you missed the opportunity with your crush.
Yeah. But I have a friend who managed to snag her crush.
That's good on him. You know, sometimes, like we've just described both of us, sometimes it doesn't happen. In that school age life.
No, but this was a big crush. This was someone that was in an international band,
okay.
Like a famous person.
And I'm imagining names are going to stay anonymous here.
I won't say the name. I won't say anything about the band or anything. But I will say that, yeah, it was a famous person from a band. A band like no one would really know here, but like a big deal in the scene that she was interested in. But he came to Adelaide for a show and basically was on one of the dating apps.
Oh.
Now, she's seen him, swiped right, thought, oh my gosh, thought it would have been someone fake.
Yeah.
He's then invited her out. She has gone out. They've had a great time. He's invited her backstage to the show. She's gone to the show. She spent the evening with him. And then literally off he went back into his rock star life. But she has now managed to snag the biggest crush she could ever think of.
That's a big snag. That's crazy. That's like stuff you see in movies.
Yes.
That's not
yes.
my life. That's not my life. It would have never been my life.
I still message her because it was a few years ago now, but I'll still message her and be like, can you remember when you
died?
Snagged
don't you think I remember?
Could not imagine. That's imagine. So
that's crazy. It's impressive. Yeah. It's impressive. Hey, we can hit the phones with snag and crushes and stuff.
Oh, it's a great, it'd be fantastic to hear from
people. Celebrity crush, school crush, work crush.
Yeah.
Did you snag them?
Did you snag them?
52232955. Give us a call. Did you snag your crush? And was it what you were hoping? Or was it not what you expected? Lily from Grovedale's given us a call. Lily, did you snag your crush?
I did, Tim. I snagged him big time.
All right. Well, first of all, round of applause. Well
That's
done, Lily.
Absolutely great.
Tell us about it. What happened? When did you have a crush on him? When did you manage to snag him?
So this was my brother, my older brother's friend, whom I have loved for all of my teenage years. and I am now 29 years old, and I snagged him maybe 3 months ago.
Current snag. A current snag.
Ow, wow. Lily.
How's your brother coping with it?
No, guys, it's a secret.
Oh,
perfect. Great.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like it's a very common thing to have those feelings about older siblings' mates mm-hmm. because it's like, wow, they're so... They're
dreamy.
Yeah, dreamy.
Mysterious.
And how, that's a long play, Lily, if I'm being completely honest. How did it come about that this man entered back into your life?
We just met each other out, but I'll be honest, it was so bad and it has ruined, like, there is no crush to be had anymore. It was the worst.
Yeah, okay. So sometimes the dream is better than the reality. Oh. That is such a shame. You did sound so up and about. I really thought we were going to get a win here.
Yeah,
I was
like a wedding and a child.
Yes,
yeah.
But really just a dud. What a shame.
Man.
No. This isn't about...
Sorry, man. That man.
That man. Yeah. Well, that's a shame. Okay. So obviously it hasn't worked out since.
No, I had to block him. It's horrific.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was bad in bed.
I'm sure your brother has plenty of other friends.
But also don't forget about that high that you snagged him. How good.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
We've all got vices in life. Do you? What's yours?
you
don't have to repeat.
No, I'm not going to repeat what you just gestured at me. I think probably, honestly... I think I struggle to go more than like 4 or 5 days without like genuinely a soft drink.
Okay.
Like a Pepsi Max in particular. Like something happens within me and it's like, come on, man. You need it.
Well,
the whispers, you'll feel better afterwards.
That's right. The demons on your shoulder. 100%. I mean, I would obviously say that is definitely my vice as well. You know I love a sugar-free beverage.
Well, I meant like... I say this in a loving way. Like, you have an addictive personality. So I imagine this is a constant fight for you for so many things.
There's so many things that I avoid because I just know. It's just a slippery slope and it's just something that I know is not for me.
We had one V full sugar last year.
Oh,
and you texted me 3 weeks later because it was over Christmas and you're like, Tim, I can't stop.
Yeah.
Help. So you had to move, you have to wean off that back to the sugar freeze.
Well, I knew that it was starting to creep into my life. I was allowing it in a little bit more and more. And that's what happens with these vices. But right now I'm in the sugar-free zone. And let me tell you, as healthy as I say that it is, I know I'm doing something horrific to my body.
I can't wait for scientists to look at people born in the 90s and 2000s and the amount of soft drink that we've drunk from the early age to our 50s and 60s.
Apple juice, remember?
And they'll just be like, what have you done to your body?
Yeah, but
we warned you.
We started with apple juice as a health drink and then it was, anyway,
can't have
a nightmare.
Apple juice now.
A nightmare. But look, I have been, obviously I've got my little spots around the city that I go and get my sugar-free drinks from.
Yeah.
And I've been having a bit of a strife with one in particular down near my house. Remember I was telling you that every time I go there, she now makes a comment.
There's a convenience store that you go to and she'll be like, oh, more soft drinks.
Yeah, she asked me if they were for me or me and my friends and I had to say
that. Because you're ordering so many.
Well, not for all in one go, but I stock up.
Surely that's not all for you. You must have 30 people coming around.
I stock up. And so she knows that I'm... now she knows they're all for me.
Funny.
I was having a party every few days. but so I started not going there, Tim. And I started
to avoid it.
Yes, because I started feeling shame, 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 which is another part of my personality, a lot of shame.
I'm addicted to shame. Can't get enough of it.
And so I realized I can't keep going to see this chicky babe because every time she's going to make me feel guilty about my vice, which I know is my vice.
Yeah.
So I started going to a new convenience shop and I really like this one, a little bit cheaper, loving it sick. And I went in there a few days, like a few sort of visits in a row. So over the stretch of like 3 weeks, a week and a half, I'd gone three times.
Anyway, if you're stocking up, well, why are you going so frequently?
Well, not stocking up. I'm getting like four at a time.
No comment.
Yeah, that's right. And that's how it should be. Because this convenience person has started making comments about it. They asked me once again, are these for you?
As you got your card there, ready to pay for them. Like, yeah.
Are these all for you? Sorry. And I said, yeah, they are. And now every time I go in there, they're like, oh, Coke, no sugar. I'm finding it harder and harder to get my fix around town because people are making comments. When you're doing something that's bad for you, you don't want anyone to perceive you. You don't want anyone to make a comment.
No.
If you were going through the drive-thru every day and they started saying, g'day, Tim, how are you going? You'd be like, oh, well, I need to start to going somewhere else.
I'll go to a different.
It's making it really tough for me.
Oh, man, my heart bleeds for you. That's tough. Have you considered, now this might be wild, self-service at a supermarket?
That takes forward planning and thought to go to.
I know that it's maybe 40 more meters away from these convenience stores that you're talking about. So that's it's an absolute no-no because it's out of your circle of convenience.
Well, I don't want to buy a 10-pack at once. I obviously have no self-control.
Okay. Do you know what the link is between the person at convenience A and person at convenience B?
Like if they have a link, yeah, or it's me.
You're the link. And your shame about what you're doing.
Well, I'm going to start being whispered about through town. The girl that loves Coke no sugar.
I go there after you because I know roughly when you go. And I go, oh, can you believe that girl's buying all of it? I think she has parties. She goes through them so fast. So I'm not helping. But it's so good you have so many friends.
It's Tim and Davo.
We've already briefly mentioned it earlier. But yesterday we were chatting about this bloke. It's somewhere, works in Melbourne. Police came into his office. Sheriff, you name it, whole team. They were like, mate, we have a warrant for your arrest because you have been avoiding paying a fine that you got in 2021, the COVID fine for being outside of your designated area.
Yeah, and I mean, that was huge. It blew out to a ridiculous amount, $10,000 or something outrageous.
$10,000. They're like, we'll seize your property, we'll seize your assets. And I think they've worked it out, but essentially, from what he said, he was like, I thought after the lockdowns ended, it was kind of like a, well. Like, yeah, all
pat
right.
On the back, we all...
Yep. He also thought to himself, Davo, where I got caught was I was camping by myself out in the middle of the Victorian, like, country. So it's not like I was endangering anybody. I just got away. Like, yes, I shouldn't have done it, but on the grand scheme of things that people were doing...
Yeah.
I personally deem it totally fine.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's making his own rules. But yeah, it's blown out to $10,000.
Crazy.
Also now, a continuation of that has been the blowout of your potential fine that you let expire yesterday because you've applied to get it paid off. But yesterday the fine was due.
Yeah, so I've had the notice for at least 4 weeks.
Do you feel comfortable talking about the original number of the fine?
Oh, yeah, whatever. It was $407. Yeah. Devastating, okay. Obviously.
So now what happens over the next few weeks if you don't pay that fine? How much is it going to blow out to?
I would say that because I didn't pay it yesterday, it's going to have another $30 on top of that.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. I mean, see, why do you need to pay anything on time? Plenty of it's all right. But no, if I do leave it any longer, it'll blow out another $150.
Oh, a big jump.
And then, once you get to the final stage before they lock me up, it's $66.
That is the strangest different amounts of money. It's like they just spun a wheel and like, 30, 150. I had a fine years ago. I was living in South Australia. And I got in the work car. I did 4 kilometres over. Don't speed. Obviously, ridiculous. 4 kilometres over. Had to transfer it because a company speeding fine is massive. Big dollar amount. So my boss was like, you need to organise to get it transferred from the work card to you. So I was like, great. Had to, at the time, for some reason, you had to write a physical letter. And it was taking so long for it to get to the fines SA, that by the time it would get there, it had already lapsed.
Yep.
And so they would send another letter, and it would, and initially it was like $480. Came back, $950. Came back again, $3,800. It stopped, and I finally got back after it hit $8,900. Again, to the company, not to me.
Yeah, that's bad.
And then I had paid the original fine of like $110 or something.
Yeah.
Me. But when it was getting into the eights, and my boss, he knew what was going to happen, but he was messing with me because I was in my early 20s, and he's like, we're going to have to take it out of your pay, mate, like $8,000. And I was like, I don't earn that much in.
So stressful.
That'll take me months.
That's a big blowout.
It would have been big.
The only other one I can think of, and look, my lack of admin ability, I think, has cost me a lot of money throughout my life. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'd say thousands and thousands of dollars.
Paying late fees.
Yep. But I had a $50 parking fine in Darwin. Look, I don't know why I didn't get paid. Who knows? Whose fault is it? Probably mine. It blew out to almost $400. And yes, I did end up having to pay that. They wouldn't excuse me. And they shouldn't have, because it was all my fault.
Yeah, no, but according to you, it seemed fine.
Yeah.
And again, like this COVID bloke, it seemed fine to me. Sarah in Leopold has given us a call. Sarah, how much did yours blow out?
My $2.50 video rental blew out to over $400. Yeah.
Thursday night special, not so special.
Well, back in the day, video stores were crazy. They would put fines on there, and they would get bigger and bigger and bigger. What movie was this for?
The Titanic. Oh.
Just really inspecting that scene with the door. Could he have fit on as well?
Yeah,
you know,
of course. Things. So what? Is this in the 90s or what?
Yeah, this is late 90s. And I just loved it. And then I lost it and I forgot about it. And then they were chasing me. The debt collectors were on me and I just kept ignoring it.
They did. They used to send debt collectors for video rental things. And I know this because I hired Sleepover, a really crappy movie from 2004, a chicky flick sort of thing. They fined me over $100 for that because I did lose the disc.
And the debt collectors
letters and everything. God. Well, oh, mate, Titanic. A great movie. I don't know if it's worth $400, but.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.